The West Virginia House of Delegates voted 44-55 Tuesday to kill a bill that would have increased a tax on tobacco products. The bill was designed to help fill a $270 million budget gap for the upcoming fiscal year. Senate Bill 1005, as amended in the House, would have increased the state cigarette tax by 45 cents, making it a full $1 per pack. Of that hike, the first $1 million would have gone towards the state's tobacco cessation program. The next $43.5 million would have been dedicated to PEIA, the state public employee health insurance program, and the remaining balance would have gone to the general revenue budget. The bill would have also increased the tax on all other tobacco products, including smokeless tobacco and cigars. It was amended in the House to remove a new tax to be placed on e-cigarette liquids, which was in the bill as approved by the Senate. Several Republican members of the House spoke of the health impacts the bill might bring, such as deterring pregnant mothers and teens from smoking. Others, like Delegate Tom Fast, cited potential cuts to state programs if revenues aren't increased.
And this bill has been dealt to us, one of six whole bills that have been dealt to us. That's what we have to work with, six bills. I hate the thought of increasing taxes, but I can't stand the idea of cutting worthwhile programs such as PEIA and the Promise Scholarship.
Many Democrats argued 45 cents is not enough to deter people from starting or continuing to smoke. Here's Delegate Don Perdue.
I believe very firmly that this 45 cent tax must die for the larger tax to have an opportunity to live. And having said that, I would also submit, if we pass a 45 cent tax today, it will be at least a decade before you see any other increases on tobacco. At least a decade.
There were also many Republicans who opposed the bill and stood by a pledge of no new tax increases. House Finance Chair Eric Nelson spoke to the bill following 3 hours of debate.
This bill is a critical component to balancing our fiscal year 17 budget that passed out of the House Finance Committee yesterday. This bill is the art of compromise and balance.
In total, Senate Bill 1005 would have resulted in $76 million of additional revenue for West Virginia. Both current Senate and House versions of the budget, under consideration in their respective chambers, presumed that the tobacco tax would pass. With the budget still looming, Governor Tomlin expressed disappointment with the failing of the bill, stating that tax revenues are critical to achieving a balanced budget.
You can't build a structurally balanced budget on one-time money. Both the cuts that they've identified to take out of the existing appropriations out there, as well as rainy day fund, those are all one-time funds. When they're gone, they're gone. It's kicking the can down the road.
In the initial call for the special session, Governor Tomlin had also proposed new taxes on telecommunication devices such as landlines and cell phones, as well as a sales tax increase of up to 1%. Neither measure has yet to move at all. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.